Thanks so much for talking with us this morning, sir.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm happy to do so. Thank you.
So there's been a lot of news lately in Montezuma County about the Montezuma County Agricultural Extension. Can you describe what that news is looking like from your end, from CSU?
Yes, I can. Since our meeting, it's been, what, 2 weeks ago, maybe three. We promised to do several things on our end. I don't have my notes right in front of me, but one was, hey, we need to have our advisory committee functioning and appointed by the Board of County Commissioners. That is in process. Melissa Bruner, who's the county manager, is working on that. I gave her some information from other counties on how to get that established, and she's working on getting that done. And our goal with that is to have the advisory committee give more input, insight to the agriculture extension program, actually the whole extension program, not just agriculture, but the whole extension program. That's in process right now with the help of Melissa and the Board of Commissioners. The second thing is I just talked to the Fair Board President of Montezuma County this morning. This is Wednesday, November 8th. And one of the things I promised him and the Board of County Commissioners that we would look at having an MOU. We clearly had better defined roles of what the Fair Board, what the county, and what Extension does during the fair. And they are working on that, and they are supposed to report back to the Board of Commissioners, he said this morning, I think by the year end, but his hope is to have that done back in November. The other thing that I am working on, I don't have accomplished, but working on, is trying to do a needs assessment of the agriculture education program for extension in Montezuma County. So we're working on that. So those are the three things that are currently going on from my end that I promised the board that we would do.
The Montezuma County Commissioners held an executive session on Monday that involved Ag Extension Director Tom Hooten. How were you involved with that?
I actually was not involved with that. I did talk to Tom on Monday. We went over these things, but I did not get a report back from Tom about what was discussed in that meeting. I roughly know. I mean, we talked about beforehand that just looking at ways to move the program forward, and that's where it's at.
Now,
I don't know any of the details that was discussed in that executive session.
Sure. Now, one of the things that has happened here is that the Montezuma County Commissioners have in the past been slightly reluctant to go into executive session, and they used, you know, other tactics like threatening to defund the extension to justify getting sort of more of a dialogue with Colorado State University. That's according to them. That's sort of how they phrased it. And to paraphrase, my question is, how would you describe the communication so far between the county commissioners in Montezuma County and Colorado State University?
Well, I think it was unfortunate we had to go to the level we went to personally. I'm always willing to talk to any set of county commissioners. I'm responsible for 14 county offices in Western Colorado. I'm more than happy to talk to any of them anytime, even when it's not fun, and that one certainly wasn't fun in Montezuma County, but I'm happy to talk to them at any time. And I'd like to never have to get back to a situation where I felt like we had to do that, to talk. So, but since then, I have not talked to any commissioners, but I have had three or four conversations with a county manager. We have in my opinion, we have a great working relationship, and I think we're trying to work our way through all this stuff.
There's a lot of stuff going on, I think, behind the scenes with this issue. How would you describe where things have been? The county commissioners may not have been communicating directly with CSU all that much. Is that fair to say?
Well, I think that's fair. It's also, I think it's fair to say we didn't communicate with them all that we were doing, too. So I think it's a two-way street, so I'm not going to hang the commission out to dry. I think we didn't communicate as well. So I think they didn't communicate. They didn't know we even had an MOU. We didn't tell them. We didn't give appropriate updates on all the activities that are going on. So I think it's a two-way street. So I think we're going to solve that and make sure they have a better understanding of what we do. And we're locally driven. We're not driven by the university. We're driven locally by the advisory committee, the county commissioners, and citizens. So we need to have better input and then report that back to the county commissioners. They are a major funder of the extension program. CSU provides a significant part, but the county provides even more. So we just need to improve that. But the number one thing I heard from the issues here you know, poor communication all the way around. Let's fix it and move on and do a better job.
Pulling back now for our listeners who may not be familiar with what county extensions do in the state of Colorado, what is important about county extension offices?
So that's a great question, actually. So we are the local non-formal educational arm of Colorado State University. Colorado State University is a land-grant university. It has three missions: research, education, and extension. And the third part is to apply research from the university and elsewhere to the improvement of people's lives. And we do that through the 4-H program, which is our most, you know, significant signature program for kids, you know, educating kids and helping them be better adults eventually. And then we also do informal educational programs. We, you know, improvements just basically, you know, weed control, pasture management. I know one of the programs we have done there is a significant work with our regional range specialist working with federal grazing permittees in the area in both Montezuma and Dolores County. That's one thing that's significant there. Another thing we've done there is significantly is education of small acreage landowners with our small acreage specialist, John Rizza, doing a land stewardship program. So those are the things that we do. We do education, and the primary areas of our education are agriculture, consumer and family sciences, horticulture. We also have a master gardener program there. So that's what we do.
What do you
provide
think,
education?
What do you think are the trademarks of a well-run extension office?
Well, I think trademarks are significant programs, significant youth program, i.e., 4-H. But also, it's broader than that. We're not the 4-H office only. We are the extension office. So we have ag programs. We have, you know, this local foods has become a great big issue all across the nation. So providing safe, healthy local foods, how we do that, educating people how to provide that stuff. Those are significant programs. Master Gardens is a significant program. So a really well-run extension office provides a variety of educational programs to all the citizens of the county.
C.J. Mucklow is Colorado State University Extension Western Regional Director. Thanks so much for talking with us this morning.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime.